Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, June 13th, 2023. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing. Hey, can you turn his thing down? He's coughing all over us. I don't know which one he's on. Anyways, I'm Mike, and hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
What's happening?
You tell
We're
me.
Back.
We're back. Exactly. We are back. After how long were we gone? I don't even know.
I don't know. Patrick, how long were we gone?
1 week.
I was gone longer than y'all were.
We weren't counting.
No.
We didn't even notice.
No, we didn't notice you were gone.
So y'all had Dylan. We're good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, check that out. We got a fill-in.
That's right.
Am I the new Matt?
Yeah. Shave that head a little bit.
You got pushed over there. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Justin, for being here. We appreciate it. We know you're feeling still under the weather, I guess.
Hey, hold on. I just got the answer.
Oh.
My little sister in Oregon said 2 weeks we were gone.
Oh, man. Has it been that long?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
Guess
two
what?
Weeks.
For me, it was three.
What are we'll be here for couple weeks.
That's right.
And then we're going to be gone again. One or two. I don't even know.
We'll be here for 2 weeks.
Yes.
What's more important? What are we all doing at the show?
What we all are doing?
One feeds the other. So we get trust you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. We got Dylan here, too.
That's right.
Yeah,
I
forgot.
Yeah.
What you're doing. Thank you for being here.
We
appreciate that.
We can see you on the camera.
The new Justin.
Yeah.
We make sure you're
the new Patrick.
What are you sporting there? Your T-shirt?
My Hobbies Ride T-shirt.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice shirt.
Hanger Crew Racing on the back.
And thank you. You gave us some nice shirts. Nice rag. I mean, shirts. I'm just kidding. Those beautiful shirts. Thank you.
I got mine first. It's cool.
Yeah. No.
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 You got to use black.
I saw Don Zoll with it, and I had to jam him up.
Yeah,
I was going to say
he actually was the first one that I seen with one of
them.
As soon as we rolled up, Don saw shirts, and he's like, "See, you got another shirt?" I was like, "Absolutely." And then 2 minutes later, he had it on. That was pretty cool.
Now, next time we request that you say, "Hold on, Don. I got two guys to take care of
first
before I go.
I got to take them their beer and our shirts."
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So, but hold on.
Yeah.
Dylan's lucky I'm a nice guy.
Oh, boy.
Because I was going to say something in the driver's meeting.
I was going to say something in the driver's meeting.
Yes.
How it's freezing over. My brother and Michael Miller are watching the show tonight.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, speaking of T-shirts, Megan helped us out at the track this past weekend. You gave her a Black Metal Truck Series T-shirt. So thank you for that. It's too big for her, but she wears it as a night shirt. But it looked good on her.
That's the only one I had. So
she said to say thank you. So thank you. Yeah. Anyways, we'll get back to your shirts. They're not as nice as hers, but no.
I don't think it's the shirt.
Not the shirt. Okay. So thank you, Megan. She must be listening tonight, too, by the way. So say hi to Megan.
There's all kinds of...
Nobody said hi to Megan except hi,
Megan.
So Mike said hi to Megan. So thank you.
Hi, Megan. I'm glad you like your night shirt.
She does. Okay.
What is Megan doing with her pictures?
Whoa. This is a family show, guys.
I was asked.
Who? By who?
Kevin Trow.
I'll make sure he gets one, but there's a story behind that. I won't get into it. But I'll make sure he gets
Kevin
Terrell
shirt. Or Kevin Terrell pictures, yes.
Absolutely. So
he's selling his shirt, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I am.
So, okay. Anyway, I was changing Don's old tire.
Yeah.
And I saw him with a t-shirt, and I'm trying to change the tire and scratch my head at the same time going, wait a second. How the hell do I wait around here?
Right. Number two. Well, maybe number four, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
He put his right on, though. You didn't put yours on right away.
I didn't get mine until the end of the night.
No. It was about 15 minutes later. Don't lie.
Well, you got to understand how we have to represent tonight.
Right.
I mean, and thank you for representing.
Okay.
So we have to be somewhat partial, unfortunately. But we do like the shirts. So
by the way, when you come to the shop, those are now the rags that clean up the Oreo and
wow.
The logos get seen.
But we use them first, so keep that in mind. We use them. We don't use them for rags. They're nice.
Mine's hanging up.
One of mine's a rag, pretty much already.
Mine is hanging up in my closet with all my other race shirts that.
Liar.
I don't.
Half of them are still sitting right there.
Those ain't mine. Those aren't mine. With all the other race shirts, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with.
See, so I can say this. They must rate pretty high because they made it into his house. Into
they
his
made
collection.
It into the
These other ones, you can see where they ended up. They don't move.
That's right.
That are behind him now.
Actually, those are your guys'
problem.
What
are they?
Auto
parts for less shirts.
Yeah, I think I have one of those.
Oh, no, you don't. It's right here.
I got a polo, but I had to give it away. It was too small. It came with, like, right here.
Oh, you don't wear it for a nice shirt?
No, crop
top. I wear no.
That used to be a thing, half shirts.
It's not long enough to wear a night shirt.
And you can use it for TikTok.
That's right.
Extra followers. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for the shirt. Like you said, it made it to my closet, so you'll probably never see me wear it.
Yeah,
I can't wear white, man.
That's the first thing I say. I don't wear it to work on nothing. If I do, it turns out like my first one, and it's just blown out already.
Well, you know, tell us a story real quick about your shirts, because they weren't just, you didn't ask for them.
I mean, so my sponsor, Javi, he was wanting to collab on a shirt when he first came aboard and started sponsoring us. And then finally, I just decided, you know, the people down at Blythe deserve some Hangar Crew Racing shirts.
Sweet.
So we got together, and I kind of last minute threw together the logo on the back of the Hangar Crew Racing in the 94 just to kind of tie it in. I wanted to do like a cartoon version of my race car.
Oh, that would be cool.
But it was like $500 for someone to do that. So I just decided to go
simple.
So you
just got two for me and Gary of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cartoon.
Yeah, the cartoon.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Got some shirts to give away. And there's a whole family down at Blythe that they were the main people I wanted to get some
Sweet.
To. They're there every time. First people at my car during the meet and greet. So that was pretty cool.
Absolutely. You know, and that's great. And we obviously support the businesses that support the racers, local racing and all that. Can you tell us more about what they do?
So he does basically like giveaways, raffles,
in
cars.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay.
So out here in Vegas, he raffles off cars. He buys and sells a lot of custom cars. You do have to buy into the raffles. I believe the tickets are like $25 a ticket.
How often does he do that?
Every week.
Okay.
And then
can you put us in every week? $25.
Yeah. There's some vehicles where I buy in on them too. Like,
wow, that's really cool.
Like Crown Victorias.
A lot of older Chevys. A lot of classics.
I mean,
yeah.
That's for you.
Yep. And then he does like bigger giveaways where the buy-in's a little bit higher, but the vehicle quality are twice as good. Like he goes to Mecum auction and buys cars and then raffles them off. And what he doesn't raffle off, he ends up selling. So he's always got a vehicle for sale. If you're looking for a classic car, he might be able to help you out with that.
That's actually a great idea, great concept, and great way.
Has anybody ever told you I have race cars? I can't afford another car.
That's my problem too.
Right, we all look back and say, "Why didn't we get into hot rods and classic cars?
Why didn't I get into collecting rocks?"
Yeah,
it's a lot cheaper.
Besides the one in your head.
Yeah, a lot more satisfying.
But Lauren Ray checked in here, so I got to give her.
I do have a shirt for her.
All right.
And the other ones want you to model your shirt. I mean, Kevin and Steve have both said, let's model.
There's a front and a back to it.
And then there's the back.
And the back. There you go.
There you go.
It's simple, but it gets the
point,
job done.
The point is there.
And what goes nice with this same shirt is this beautiful hat that he's wearing.
Oh, yes.
Red, white, and blue.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was going to say,
no.
I didn't get one of those.
You switched up on me.
Yep, I definitely did.
You did show us that last week. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, late model truck series. And we will be talking about late model truck series racing this year coming up. And LVMS here coming up also.
Now I did uh-huh. find out the lady that was wearing the Blythe hat in
uh-huh.
Willow
yes. uh-huh.
has been to Blythe.
Okay.
There's pictures of her everywhere.
Oh, cool.
Her and friends that go watch the races up there. So I'm like, okay.
Cool. Well, we appreciate, you know, the spectators, fans, racers buying some gear and sporting it, and you know, we really do appreciate that down at Blythe.
It kind of shocked me seeing that.
Yeah, and it's cool to see it all the way out in Willow, not just us, just out of the blue, yeah. So we do appreciate that.
And something that we didn't know. And
them enough, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can't thank them enough at Blythe Speedway. Go to blythespeedway.com, of course, check out the schedule. Summer break right now, but we got some cool racing coming up. September 16th, we've got some things planned, and maybe if the guy with the T-shirt Cannon would have T-shirt would bring them, then we could shoot some of your T-shirts.
Oh, wait, hold on. I bought the Cannon.
Yep, he bought the Cannon. I don't know who, but somebody forgot to bring the CO2.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was watching a YouTube video of one of the races, and I heard Mike come over the PA say, hold on, we're going to launch some T-shirts,
yep.
And then I never saw any.
I know. We did it by our arms.
Yeah. Oh, so they did get, there was,
they
so
did
it was
t-shirt.
More dangerous, so
it
was more
was.
Dangerous.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
We like living dangerous.
Oh, man. You know I do, because I did it behind my back, and I kind of ducked behind the wall. But it was cool. It was good. So maybe next race, first race back after our long summer break.
So be in the stands if you want to.
And
behind the stands.
You get first choice. So if you have some T-shirts you want us to launch,
definitely.
Come walk around with us. But we put that out there for all the racers, too. If you have your team shirts, you want us to launch into the stands.
If you
want to
give two or three away, we'll throw them in there.
And I'm working on trying to get some kid shirts. I know I sent a lot of kids.
You know what? That's not a good idea.
Oh, you hurt them kids' feelings without their shirts.
I had to give them. I had to give them a shirt when they asked, and I had was like 2 XLs left.
Oh,
yes.
Right. They can wear them for nice shirts.
Right.
Right. You know, that's
wear
something
them for the rest
that,
of their life.
That we hear a lot of is the kids' shirts, the smaller, medium, smalls, and kids' shirts. So that is something to think about. For your team, of course.
My kids all the time are like, wait, can I get a shirt? I'm like, well,
nobody has one.
It's a fucking 2X, so I don't think I hate you.
You both can fit in this one shirt, okay?
You're chair,
right?
One put the left arm out, one put the right arm out.
There you go. But and of course, we'd like to support the businesses, and I'm sure that's not the only support you have.
It's him and Grand Enterprises. He's a boxing promoter.
Okay.
He's in charge of the Vargas Dynasty right now. They're three up and coming boxers that are they're all brothers. I believe they're actually all undefeated.
Wow.
And they a lot of wins by knockout as well. So,
you know, can they provide a
bodyguard
in the race ring? So when there's an altercation, we can get the people in the ring.
You never know.
There's a couple people in the past that I would want to get in the ring with.
That might be a good idea. Not just for the racers amongst themselves, but us in the racers.
I'm thinking how we can incorporate them guys with guys that do donuts on the bus.
Well, there you go.
I'm trying to.
Donuts might automatically.
I'll figure it out.
Now, that's cool. That's really good to see the different sports, you know, kind of interacting with each other, and this is one way to do it. Obviously, businesses, too. You know, we obviously support the businesses that support local racing, and whether it's here in Vegas, Blythe, if you're a fan listening, look at the race cars that are racing out there and look at the names on the sides of the race cars. You know, it makes a huge difference to help keep them going, helps keep the local tracks racing also. But, you know, and helps the tracks, too. You know, they They really need that support from the racers. But anyways, going back to tracks, we were a little ways away this in a late model truck series race this past couple. Was it, how long ago was it already? A week? 2 weeks? 2 weeks ago?
I feel like it was last week, but it might have been longer.
Yeah, it was.
Might have had a week off.
It was a couple weeks ago.
June 3rd.
So June 3rd, yeah.
Before my birthday, yeah.
June 3rd. And thanks, Justin, for going out of your way and being there on your birthday weekend.
Back to back years.
Yep. And next year also?
Next year is going to be back to back to back.
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in 2 weeks.
Where else would you rather spend your birthday weekend?
Hey, I'm glad Kevin Terrell is answering our questions. He needs to be here, but...
And he's welcome to come. Yes. And, mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, do you really want him here?
We got a booster seat
right
here.
Right.
We can lift that chair all the way up so we can see him.
I'm on a booster.
Underneath it.
Yeah, I'm on a phone book.
Hey, we can take some of that pad out of your seat and put it over there for him.
I might need to. That's okay.
My mom got a picture of me picking Kevin up by his fire suit.
That's cool. But yeah, Kevin, well, obviously welcome to come in. He, you know, speaking of racers and fans and like the autograph sessions and things like that, Gary's always been a supporter of autograph sessions at every race. I like every race to have an autograph session. Kevin Terrell made up some really nice
tarot cards.
Those were what, 8x12?
Yeah.
I don't know what they were, 8x11s or 8.5x11s or something? Yeah.
Really nice. The picture turned out nice on him, and the fans love him. I saw a bunch of little kids walking around with those and some parents walking around with them. I actually have one. Actually, we're going to put it up here in the studio.
Yeah.
I raced with mine, so that's probably why I had some car truck troubles, but... But that's next time I'll know better.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll put it up here in the studio, and when Dylan gets his, we'll make sure his gets stuck.
Yeah, you guys don't have one of mine?
No.
No? Well, you got a shirt.
Well, hey, we're going to beg you for
$5.
I will say, that sticker we put on my mom's car, she's been yelling at me to take it off. I keep telling her I don't know what she's talking about.
You see what he did?
No.
My dad said that he's got to contact Gary.
I did see that. The late model truck series. Sticker?
On a Cadillac.
Yeah. That's the way. Hey, we're sporting.
Yeah.
We're sporting. That's cool.
Yeah.
So Mama's going to kill you.
She loves it.
Yeah, she likes it.
She wants it off, but she loves it.
I guess she must have seen one of us, too. Huh?
Yeah.
She got a shotgun in her hand. No.
I don't think she's that violent.
Can you go ahead and...
My mom is.
Your phone number. Your phone number so she get home.
Well, I think my dad already gave it to her.
Expect the phone call. Mm-hmm. No.
Glad they got my race phone that I don't ever answer.
Come over with a razor blade and clean it off.
Tell her to take it to the shop.
That'll be there forever.
That's cool. You know what?
Unless my dad takes it off, it'll be there. Cause I ain't taking it off. And I don't see my mom doing it either.
Well, for everyone that comes off, we put two back on.
Right.
Watch out.
Yeah.
I'm getting little ones now.
Yeah,
to
put them on the quarter panel and stuff.
Places you'll never know.
That's right.
Someone didn't go to change a tire one day, there'd be one in the wheel well.
You won't even know. But, we appreciate that. And speaking of that, thanks for coming out to Willow Springs from Vegas. You know, it's a little bit of a drive for you and your dad. For being there for us for the late model truck series, you spotted.
Yep.
For Gary.
Gained one position from last year.
Yep.
Last year he finished third, this year second. Next year he's going to win.
That's it.
I like the outcome.
He don't like how I do it, but he obviously likes how you do it. That's a plus.
Well, he
I got kicked off of being inspired, apparently.
I don't want to hurt my feelings.
Time out. As everybody can see me in the camera, this is how Mike spots for me.
Hey, guys, what's going on? How's it going?
You got to understand
the race is down there.
Well, there's nobody around you, so I figured you had it covered.
Uh-huh. Anyway,
Gary kicked me off because I tried to tell him how to drive.
No.
But when he finally listened to me, he caught her and passed her.
Well, I didn't kick nobody.
You gotta understand.
I just travel with my spotter now. That's okay. Or my spotter travels with me, whichever way you want to say it. I didn't kick nobody off.
I just got.
You got demoted.
Hey. I don't like. I wouldn't say demoted. Michael just gets distracted.
And then when I say, hey, is there a truck on the outside of me? He says, oh, what am I doing here?
What truck?
What truck?
There's another truck out there?
You have two mirrors in your truck. You don't need it.
Two mirrors I can't see out of.
What do you think of this being a spotter experience? It's the second year for us.
It's different.
Yeah, Willow.
I will say, like, I'm more nervous because I feel like if something happens, it's like he's got someone to blame. It's like, well, I didn't tell him that he was there or something like that. So,
And that is a huge responsibility, being a spotter. Not that it would be your fault, but you probably don't get the compliments of the victory of, hey, you got a pass. You got on that on right. your end. You're like, man, okay, we got a pass. Gary's thinking, I need to pass two more.
No, and I'll tell you, with Dylan in my ear, we were down in Willow, and this is the second time in Willow he has spotted for me.
Right.
And I do believe the first time was the first time he's ever spotted.
Yep. You were there racing for a bomber, and we just happened to meet somebody.
The same thing that Ken Ash said to me as he walked by, he said, hey, if you guys need any help, let me know. Right. And I was like, that's the wrong thing to say, because we need help.
Come here.
So anyway, I kind of talked to him a little bit. We talk, but he does similar to what Ken Ash does.
Now you help instruct
again,
how you like
right,
to be.
Right. Again, he's no Ken Ash. He's newer than.
You're almost there, though. Don't worry. Hey, he didn't mean anything by it. Experience, obviously.
Yeah, it's experience.
If you know who Ken Ash is.
Which I don't, so.
Right.
You know Dustin Ash? That name?
I believe I've met him.
It's his dad.
They
and Dustin Ash is very talented in a race car, and his dad is very talented doing everything
right.
else.
How many races does Dustin have over, what,
He's one of the top winners in the boring.
You know, and of course his dad has probably
worked on everything.
So it's just experience over.
But that's good you're able to kind of take that experience and kind of tell him, and now he's learning from a good place.
Right.
And where to start.
And I don't have no problems at all. There are times I tell him when he breathes for a minute, I say to him, just because I don't answer you back,
don't mean I'm not listening. Absolutely.
You know, he's
not listening.
If he's not listening, I told him. So.
did you notice any of that? Like, hey, maybe you instructed something, but he didn't respond to it. Like he
I mean, at Blythe, I might have been doing what Justin did and been trying to tell him where to go. But after like two or three laps, and then he spun out. I was like, I'm not saying nothing to him.
I'm gonna be quiet.
But no, really, just
hold on.
How far back?
Hold on a second. When I spun out, that truck just got from under me. I didn't.
It was the sun. You couldn't see the track no more. It was the sun.
Oh yeah, that sun sucks.
That was killer that day. It ain't been as bad as that since that day.
That sun sucks. That's all I gotta say. Going into turn three, and most of the race he does talk, you know, and which I like it because I like to know where the cars are, the trucks are. I like to know where the trucks are.
I didn't get the Ash instruction from him. I was like, hey,
you're already experienced.
And that's when I spot for Michael. I know Michael really can care. He's not really like, talk to me. I know you like it. And then I spotted for Don Zoll, and Don was like, just pretty much stay on the radio and you tell me what they're doing behind me, or
Realistically, most spotters, that's what you should do.
I can see the cars in front of me. I need you to tell me what they're doing behind me.
Right.
Yeah. And now you made me forget what I was just going to say. But but like I've told him in the beginning, I said, look, you're my extra eyes that looks around this truck. You know, if somebody's right there, if somebody's right over there, you know, let me know.
Did you get, as a spotter, kind of get the excitement of not really being in the seat of that race truck, but kind of as excited when a pass would happen or a contact was made?
Like I said, like if something happened, I don't want to be the fall for
no
it.
Reason.
So, yeah. So, I mean, there was one time where...
If it's a good thing, it's him. If it's a bad thing, it's you. No, I'm just kidding.
I think 10 to go, I tapped on my dad's shoulder so he could tell Arlie it was 10 to go.
And you're the only one that knew it was 10 to go, by the way.
And I looked up,
it's dark, right?
And there was
see.
Smoke. Gary and the sticks made a little bit of contact. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, shoot, the 1 second I looked away.
Gary contact.
Michael asked me how many laps were left. I was like, I can't see the flag guy. And then
was watching on.
And I
was
I thought he had said 1 to go. I was like, 1. Then he held up like 9 or something. I was like, 9 to go?
I thought you couldn't see the flag, man?
No.
What a coincidence.
I saw the flag before. Yeah, they did have a light issue on that front stretch, unfortunately.
Both times we've been there,
yep.
It's been a light issue.
Yeah.
They had a light issue on the back stretch.
They brought the big generator right in.
No, it was good. It wasn't enough to cause us any, you know, serious issues down that front stretch. But it was good that you were able to know how many laps was left.
And usually I'll look at Race Runner, but this time I was trying to talk to everybody and, make sure everybody knew.
You got to keep in mind, Justin wasn't just my spotter, but he's also the go-to spotter for all the drivers in the late model truck series that night.
So race control.
He was race control in the spotter stand.
And when he told me 10 to go, I said, damn, that many?
I know. I was like, what? Yes.
Gary Chicks was all over you.
Just for about
eight
or 10 laps.
And Kevin.
And then Kevin was all over him.
They put on a good show. I mean, all you guys, all you know what?
I'm trying to say I was holding everybody up. Kudos, I was pedaling
all of the best truck series drivers there that night and everyone involved with it. There was a great race. Mark Allison, of course.
He could have lapped the entire field. He chose not to.
That's his track.
And
he told me,
and he was like, I didn't know where the hell Gary went. He's like, I knew Cheeks was back there. I knew Cheeks had a...
He wanted to get some distance.
He was
possible.
I needed to get away from the six. I couldn't be near him because he was going to catch me. I was like, he wasn't catching you.
No.
He was nowhere near you.
No, that was a good race. And, of course, you guys put on a good show. And then Kevin Terrell in the 13 was able to get up and almost had that last... The flag, you know, the last lap pass at the end there, but didn't have enough, but it was close. So we're looking for some good finishes from Kevin Terrell in the future.
I would have, if I was Kevin's spotter, I'd definitely be like, go for it, because you can see Kevin was laying back.
I don't know.
We don't want to hear it again.
I don't know Kevin had a spotter. He just said he never got told there was 10 to go.
Who was Kevin's spotter?
His dad.
Yeah. And who did your dad? Arlie. So how what'd your dad think?
I mean,
was that his first experience?
No, I mean, he spotted for me before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And down at Blythe.
Yeah, so. And here in Vegas, ever since we got the radios, we use them out here. No, they prefer all leagues. They're all series. It says in the rules, no communication.
No, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that because if it's available and able to have that.
Hold on.
Okay.
Wait, go hold on. You deserve one too.
No, that's cool. That's really cool. I'm glad your dad's involved and able to interact with you in a better way, I guess, more than just wrenching on the race car.
Father-son spotters.
Yep.
Father-son racing. Look at that.
Can't get better than that.
Yeah.
But going back to the race at the Speedway at Willow Springs, of course, you can check them out on Facebook or go to their – I think they still have the Speedway at willowsprings.com.
Yep, they have the website still, yeah.
Great little track, fun little track. Mm-hmm. You know, the smaller tracks, you know, have to work a little bit harder to get the car counts, truck counts, things like that. But they did a great job. They had a really good street stock turnout down there. Of course, Lane Mile Truck Series was there. They had mini stocks. Man, they had
the mini stocks put on a show.
They did. That was, they, was all. The, every division.
Yeah, Travis, Travis.
Yeah, they had mini stocks and then they got the
sport compacts.
Yeah.
It's basically like the bomber series for the
mini,
stocks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, great show. I mean, each division put
even
on a great
heat
show.
Race.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
There was carnage.
I thought that guy was going to kill that guy.
They're friends, at least.
I don't know about after.
His wife walked over and said, "Was that you that took him out?"
Oh, man.
It was pretty funny.
I think the middle finger definitely indicated it was him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't he stop?
He got out of this.
Because
he was going to try to drive off, and the car wouldn't drive. So he climbed down, and I seen the guy go by, and he's like, I was like, yep, it was him.
That must have been the guy. Yeah, that's...
It's funny they know. Even if it happens behind them, they know who takes them out.
Isn't that interesting, right? Yeah, because I didn't even see, because I was watching that race, and I didn't even see that incident happen. Yeah. All of a sudden, he was just, you know, out of it. So,
I want to say that the number two was in third place, and they were going, like, too wide behind him, and it clipped him, and he went into the wall. And I was like, uh-oh.
What was it in the factory stocks or whatever they call them down there, the bombers? That one guy took out that girl for second place.
In his defense, she almost walled him coming off of turn four.
Yeah,
So you're saying retaliation?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
That's okay.
We don't encourage
retaliation. You know, let me tell you.
Well, I mean,
handle it off the track.
As long as no one gets wrecked. If you're wrecking people, that's different. It's more of like a bump and run situation.
I mean, you can't right rear somebody into the wall.
Okay, and these are your own opinions. None of our own individual.
That was a NASCAR reference. One of the NASCAR guys right hooked him. It was at like 180 miles an hour in the front of the straightaway, and that car, like, you just see him hook it and nail that wall, and it just like boom.
At those speeds, that should not be tolerated.
And he got suspended for one race. I'm like, you deserved a lot more than that because.
Right.
In his defense, he did bounce off the wall. Who knows? That tow link could have been bent.
Oh, yeah.
The car was driving itself. You know?
That's true.
I will say this.
But in NASCAR, they have all the data, and you watch the steering wheel go back straight, and then all of a sudden,
Why wasn't Denny Hamlin suspended when he admitted he wrecked Ross Chastain? All he got was a fine.
Yeah, but...
I do get it. It was because he right hooked him, but still, if you're admitting you wrecked somebody.
But it's just like Bubba Wallace when he did it to Larson here in Vegas, and they went down there and tried to fight the guy.
Oh, jeez.
Bubba runs across the track and tries to fight Larson. Larson was like, "You just wrecked me."
That's funny.
I don't think anybody that wrecks somebody intentionally, like dumping somebody like into the infield, is different. Like, I've had my moment where I lost on Steve Bukowski, and I left hooked him into the infield, but there was no wall down there. I was just tired of being driven. As soon as you drive through me, it's over.
So we suggest this: you take someone out, run down there and beat their ass on top of it.
That's right.
Beat them up. Come after you. Beat them up first before they get you.
Wait, get them before they get in their pit.
Right.
Get them down there.
Yeah, you're not allowed in the other people's pit.
That's
get them before they get to their pit.
So do it on the track so the fans at least get a show.
That's right.
I've always said, if you want to fight, fight on the front stretch.
Well,
that's your turn.
Again,
your
these
turn.
Are my opinions.
We don't suggest anyone get out of their race vehicles on the racetrack.
Under no circumstances.
Unless instructed so.
Or it's on fire.
Yeah,
it's on fire. Exit.
Yeah,
we're
that's
bad
game.
Influences right now.
at least two of you are.
That's right.
You guys are lumped in on it.
This is
all together now.
The views and opinions are of mine.
Yeah, no, Justin. No, you know, that's something that I didn't see that factory stock race, so that's good to hear. Yeah,
they had a great race going too.
No way.
Yeah. Pretty much the whole race they were battling each other.
And they didn't have a protest or anything. That was the finish. And,
yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I thought that was for first place.
Yeah, it was for second.
No,
somebody told me
the 3K or whatever it was. He left everybody.
Oh,
it must have been that number that night because Mark Allison and the three just left everybody.
The threes won. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's cool. They're fun little track. You know, if you haven't been to the Speedway at Willow Springs at any time, look at their schedule. I don't know what their schedule is. Very best case or worst case, whatever one you look at it. Go down there when the late model truck series is down there next year. We definitely plan on being there at least once.
June 2nd through 5th.
Yeah, whenever
going to happen.
Whenever Justin's birthday is, we'll be down there. So you could wish him a happy birthday.
Maybe he'll get lucky and his birthday will be on Wednesday.
We'll still hear it.
We'll still, yeah.
Anyway, I've been not complaining, but just letting people know that my truck has not been running right for the last few races.
Yes, that's true.
So I want to give a shout out to Fred Kaiser Jr. for helping us
track down the issue.
And believe me, he was just as frustrated as we were.
And it ran good the whole night.
Yep. So thanks to him for helping us out getting that thing in order.
Absolutely.
I know Gary Cheeks was a little upset. I think you were holding him up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't holding
Kevin
shit Trent. Up. Kevin Terrell is. He tried to pass me. He ends up in the wall. I don't got to worry about Kevin Terrell.
Drives himself.
That's right. Uh-huh. He's a mirror driver. How the hell am I mirror driving? I can't see out the back.
Hey, and speaking of Gary Cheeks,
he put on that.
He wasn't just 4 hours away.
No.
He comes from way down south of Tucson.
He said it was like 6.5.
I think it's 7-something hours, yeah, from where he's from. So
hold on.
He travels.
Last year, when was it? Last year or in 19?
The first race, yeah, when Nahupi was
When Nahupi
there,
said
yeah.
he was 11 hours.
From the Wood Speedway at Willow Springs.
And,
still and
he made the trip down there to race with us, yeah.
We wish he was still racing with us.
Yeah.
He's a really good, one of our big supporters, which didn't seem that way at first when we first met one of his crew guys in the Play Model Truck Series, but he turned out to be one of our biggest
supporters.
Yeah, of the Play Model Truck Series.
And
he sold his truck.
Right, and I'm sure life has happened for him, and
he
had
absolutely.
To do other things. So,
yeah, talking to Gary,
you know,
Gary Cheeks and some other people, you know, he's...
Actually, John Nahupi's the one that brought Gary Cheeks along.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
yep. He told Gary how much fun he had with us and all that, and Gary...
Another one is David Levitt. David Levitt's a huge supporter of you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, David Levitt, anytime he can race with us, you know, he does. And what a great group of guys they are, you know, coming from Tucson area, man. He's something else. They are a fun group to have race with you. You know?
That's one guy. He can wheel a truck, a car, anything.
Yeah, he is. He don't sit back. He actually drives. It's like Dylan. If anybody drives as hard as they can every minute they're in that race car, is your truck is like Dylan Renke here. He does the same thing. David Levitt, same thing. He's just a hard charger, man. That guy is there to race. It's really cool. Who else do we? We hope to see Levitt, but he's always in a points championship there at Tucson.
I know he's on a win streak right now. With every race he's raced in different classes and everything,
right.
he's on a win streak. So
we hope that was luck from us in the Late Model Truck Series. You know? So keep that in mind. If you come race with us, you'll have some good luck on your other racing ventures.
That's right.
When you stay away from us, you don't do so well.
That's right.
Look at Chloe. She came. She had some really good moments, and she missed a couple. And, hey, we'd love to see Chloe Lynch racing with us again. It's close. I'm hoping the next race, maybe
she'll be back.
She'll be back.
She'll be back.
When is the next race? September 26th?
August 26th, Orange Show.
August
26th, Orange Show. That's going to be
September 9th is the
Vegas
boring one.
Yep. August 26th at the Orange Show. That's going to be a really fun race for the Late Model Truck Series. Absolutely.
Love the Orange Show.
Hoping to make it down there.
I've never been.
Oh, you really? Oh, that's right. You didn't make that.
Hoping to make it down there.
You haven't been?
No, I've never been there.
That's when I said I'm not going to do this full time, and then I made every race but that one.
Well, now's your chance to make up for it.
You just said the date, so you know the date.
August 26th.
Not going to lie, I put my calendar at work.
Okay.
He's already
requested that Friday off, the 25th.
That's right. Of course, we can look up.
I can't request days off.
You just do it.
You're always in sick that day.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Your boss is listening.
Oh, I know he does.
I hope he does listen to this show that you need August 25th off.
That's right. You'll be off all weekend.
I already got asked some questions about this show.
Well, you know what? It's a rate. You know, and speaking of that, we don't just talk about circle track racing. Tom Wills now for a reason. You know, if he wants to talk about his team or what he has going on, he's more than welcome to come in and sit in.
You already had
John in, yeah. And that was great to have him in. And actually, John, I haven't spoken with him in a little while, but last year, I guess it was, he was talking about wanting to get his kid into the late model truck series, into a truck, at least to fill it out. of course, he does the junior dragsters, does real well in that and has a good time in it. But he's seen what we did in the late model truck series, and it's all about it. So
he came to the Vegas race, I want to say, once or twice.
That kid will only be good down the front stretch and down the back stretch.
That's okay. He'll get used to the left moment.
Learning on what.
From what I heard, he has a racing simulator at home.
That's
that
true. Dylan's right. Depends on what track you're at, because we know that down at Blythe Speedway,
Hey, there's a straightaway between 3 and 4.
That one little,
you have to blip it.
That's what makes that track so much fun.
And you don't notice that when you're, I drove the golf cart around, it didn't really feel that way. But when I was out there in the little fucking rental car,
right. You did get a chance to run around there.
You should have put a transponder on.
I know.
I think I was running pretty good laps.
You probably were.
Somebody told me we were doing 70 down the backstretch.
And we're not allowed to say it was an Enterprise rental car.
No, don't tell them it was a rental car. Hey, I just wanted some rubber. I just wanted some rubber on the track. I don't give a shit how it got there.
No, I did it because it got a little washed out, and it was good to get.
Days of Thunder type of.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you're able to.
Hey, listen, I was safe. I had my headset on.
I knew
what was going on.
Airbags and that thing. It's probably safer.
I was wearing my seatbelt.
And you were by yourself.
You're right.
I couldn't have my daughter in the back seat.
And you didn't, by the way. He did not.
No, we put the Rugrats in there.
They were in the trunk, right?
She was sleeping up in the stands.
She didn't even notice you out there, huh?
She saw me. She was like, "I seen you go out, and I fell asleep."
Damn.
She's begging me to get a car for her. She wants a Vandalam so bad.
Girl. There's some out there, I mean, I'm sure Kevin's listening. He can hook you up. I know there's some other people that were talking, saying they knew Kevin. They were talking to Kevin about getting some of their kids into Bandolero racing.
When they tell me they know Kevin, I say, "Who's Kevin? Who's Kevin? Kevin who?"
Yeah, absolutely. So, that would be cool. I don't think I'd want to know that she's getting into a race car before you got back into a race car. I'd love to see
at least
back
one of them getting into a race car.
True.
I mean, his brother's got the street stocks just rotting away.
I know. That's true. You're absolutely right.
He'll be back July 3rd.
He's doing the same
thing I am. Speaking of Vegas, July 3rd, they have a race this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Correct? Out of LVMS? That's boring.
4-1, Knights are leading.
Oh. Vegas Golden Knights, 4-1. There's your update.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
That's a big score.
What period?
If they
win. Second period?
If they win tonight, it's over.
Oh, okay.
They're Stanley Cup champions.
It's a big win for Vegas. Bringing in a sports team, major league type sports team.
No, what do you mean our girls' basketball?
That's true. I'm not saying they're the only one. They're not the only. Did they really?
Yeah, they brought the party.
The
I think it was just last her. Year, this year.
I don't follow that.
Yeah, they had a big old parade down there. Shut down the whole strip.
I'm not saying they're the first. I'm saying they're one of. Okay, they're not the first. They're one of. One of.
Millions of people.
One of. For Vegas bringing major league sports teams like they do. I mean, we have,
they were the first to do it.
Football, now NFL, and that's huge.
The Super Bowl is coming to Vegas. Too bad the Raiders won't be there.
Yeah, I wish we had the Las Vegas Chargers. I could root for that team.
I could too. I was hoping for that actually myself.
They screwed. They probably could have if they wouldn't have just jumped over. But
yeah. That's okay.
We're not talking about the Kings. Gary's not happy with it.
He's like, "Come on, guys, let's move on. We're this racing show.
The Kings are golfing just to make it easier for the other guys. That's all.
Right.
That's what it's about. Like,
just to make it fair.
If you don't make it through the playoffs, you go golfing.
They all, they fight on the ice, but they go golfing with each other.
They don't hit each other with the golf club. None of that.
Hey, you can't get a penalty if you hit him with the golf club.
That's right.
You just get thrown out. Go to the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to the bar. Right. Yeah. It's actually a bonus if you get kicked out.
Start a fight.
You don't have to deal with it.
Cool. But Vegas Racing this weekend. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Their last, not their last, second to last of their championship for their NASCAR series this weekend. I don't know what division. Probably all the usual
all
divisions. Bandos, Legends.
Uh-oh. Hold on. We're getting a phone call.
Do we dare?
Who is it? Hold on.
We'll take it.
He's probably my dad.
We'll have to. Hello. Who do we have?
This is Bob from Enterprise Rent a Car. I'm looking for a Justin.
You didn't hear it here first.
This is Eric. I just want to say thank you guys for bringing us a radio show, and you're doing a good job. I like listening to you guys and love coming and watching the Truck Series race wherever they are, and it's going to be on the Cadillac forever.
He's not taking it off either.
Right. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun down there, and I liked spotting for Arlie. He made me nervous. He's coming off of turn two there, a little different than everybody else, and every time he came around there, I was like, hold my breath. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You did a great job because he was
one
in front of Mark Allison at least once.
No, the whole night.
The whole night, yeah. So, appreciate it, Eric. Thank you for helping
right
us out.
So we got another period to go. It's 4-1 right now.
All right.
Be careful out there on the road, because when you guys get done, you're driving home, there's going to be a celebration going on probably.
Sounds great. We'll celebrate.
Golden Knights, I'm talking about.
One guy will be celebrating at least.
I'm not.
Okay.
If I claim a hockey team, I claim the Red Wings.
Okay. Red Wings fan.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. We like them. I listen to you guys every week. I don't have Facebook, so you don't see that I am, but I listen every week, so I'm a dedicated fan.
Well, we appreciate it. We're sorry you were bored the last two Tuesdays because we weren't on, but there always are some archives. You can go back multiple years. I can't even think of how many years back. But thank you, Eric. We do appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you again, man.
Yep, we were looking for you last Tuesday. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks, Eric.
Appreciate it, man.
They called me and was like, hey, are we missing the show? And I was like, oh, shit, I'm missing the show.
Oh, shit, slipped.
Went to go pull it up. I was like, oh, there's no show. I was like, all right, good. I didn't miss nothing because it was like 6:50. I was like, dang,
yeah,
missed the whole
we'll
thing.
We'll get the last 10 minutes.
My fan notifies me as soon as On Wheels Now post anything.
Oh, cool.
How the hell does that happen?
I don't know exactly.
What the hell?
But whatever.
That's what you got.
No, that's really cool. And, you know, of course, we're here for the racers, you know, the tracks, things like that. So if you have your team, you want to talk about your team, your sponsors and all that, we welcome you. Get a hold of Gary. Get a hold of Justin. I mean, Justin's out there quite a bit. Dylan, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Any of us.
I'll give Gary's number to anybody that asks.
And the best time to call Gary is what, between midnight and 4 a.m.?
Yes.
So make sure you call him during those times.
If you want an answer.
But that's the best time. And well, speaking of sponsors, Hair Clear. I know she's Cindy. You want to get a hold of Hair Clear for some earbuds. She can help you out if you don't have them. Camp Out, Anthony at Camp Out. Yeah, obviously anything but
trailer
parts,
RV
parts,
camper parts, RV parts.
And they're actually considered on Fremont, but it's at the end of Boulder.
They're on Fremont and Mojave.
And Mojave.
Yep.
So
can't miss out. You can't miss the big camp out sign.
Right. Yeah, and you'll see like those trailer, what the tonneau covers and all that out stacked up, and you can't miss it. Like you said, go see Anthony. Ask for Anthony. Tell him Gary sent you. He'll be happy to hear that.
Might not make it very good, but hey,
he might jack your price up.
That's right. And then Nervous Mike at Reliable Banner. He's been with me for a while. He's been with the Truck Series. He's been with the racetrack. He's been with me and my race team. So
these guys really have stepped up. I know they have for you, but since they've been involved with the Late Model Truck Series and now the Blythe Speedway track, they've really stepped up. We encourage you to go see them, guys, if you're going to get stickers or anything like that.
And
shop them, at least ask.
Right, and let's not forget, he does all the printing for On Wheels Now. Every sticker you've seen, he's done.
Absolutely.
And they do have some on order for your car, so
you
worry.
If you're involved with
late, we'll make it without him.
If you're involved with Late Model Truck Series, at any time, we do put on a really nice banquet for our racers at the end of the year. And these guys really step up the camp out and reliable. They step up with some really great raffle gifts and things for us. Reliable has put up twice now, right?
Twice.
These really, I mean, these are not $99 canopies.
No, no.
They are some, what? They're up there.
I think they're what, 20 by 20? No, no. 10 by 12.
10 by 12, I think. Yeah. Something like that. They're the rectangular ones. They're really nice. He'll custom print on them for you.
Yeah, and we talked about Gary Cheeks earlier. He won the first one. And had his team put on
it. Took him a year to pick it up.
No, it took him a year. It didn't take Mike a year.
It's in Mike's shop right away.
Yeah.
It took Gary a year to pick it up.
Yeah.
Not you, Gary. Gary Cheeks.
They're
beautiful. They're really nice.
Last year, Anthony at Campout won it. So.
And I don't know if that was that rigged. Who rigged that?
We don't rig nothing around here.
I guess anybody can go in there and buy one of those from Mike Reliable.
Yeah, he can custom print it any way you want it.
They're very nice, trust me.
Yes.
You'll like it. So make sure you anchor them down so the wind don't blow them away.
Oh, yeah.
But they are very nice.
Was there new billboards up at Blythe the last race?
No. No,
I thought that there was a couple new ones.
Well, we do have a couple of the new ones that we have currently. The Ace Hardware there in Blythe, they're a sponsor of the late model trucks here. I'm sorry, the Blythe Speedway. And then Camp Out, of course, and Reliable has a new banner out there. So those are up there. Yeah, that's probably what you've seen. All the other ones are old.
And then Arley.
Yeah.
Arley's got one.
Yeah, and Arley. Special thanks to Arley, of course. He helped bring it all together. You know, a lot of hard work, a lot of people involved to bring that Blythe Speedway track together and make it happen. Racers like yourselves also.
And speaking of Blythe Speedway, let's give Lauren Ray a shout out. She's really been there with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. Lauren Ray, up in the spotter stand, being some eyes, scoring.
That's the
spotter stand. I meant up in the tower.
Okay. Yes, up in the
eyes in the tower.
Yes.
So, and yes, absolutely. Of course, we have Tara that's been up there also, and we have Richard up there recently. This last race.
Race director.
Two races.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess he was the race before too.
Yeah. Last two.
But a lot of people, we won't go into all that right now, but a lot of people goes into putting these things together. Of course, speaking of races, we got LVMS coming up here at the Boring with a race. Of course, TJ Clark running that out there. And that whole group out there has always been really the people involved with the track are always good to be around. So make sure you go thank anybody at the racetrack. Don't yell at them. They're there because they want to be there, whether you like them or not. They are there to help racing along. So thank all you, the crew, the staff, the volunteers, the workers, you name it. We all have differences of opinions, but some guys are there because they love racing. They don't like to get yelled at. I know that.
I love being yelled at.
Well, you got your head set on a flag in your hand. Nobody's going to yell at you.
The other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even thank them if you have to. You know, we always hear the bad things when you're out at the racetrack. It's good to hear the good things. It really does go a long ways. I don't care what track you're at. You know, Willow, you know, every time they pass by, we wave, say hello, thanks, and man, they really do appreciate that. We hear it later
on. They came when they were picking up that light that was right by our trailer. They were thanking us.
Yeah, and you know, we thank them for having a racetrack to put on for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't forget that part of it.
Give us another place to race.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot goes into it, into all that stuff. And even at our local track, you know, they got Mother LVMS to help feed them. It's always hard work. So racing this weekend, but the July 3rd race that they have at Bullring is actually a Monday race, right?
Monday. I'm sorry, you're right, Monday.
Okay.
Yep.
Monday the 3rd.
July 4th is on Tuesday. Yep.
So that's always probably the best race of the season at the Bullring if you're going to go watch any races. If you have to miss any, sorry about that, but the one you don't want to miss is the July 3rd race at the Bullring. Always a good race. You plan on racing that race?
I'll be there that race.
Not a secret or anything? So
yep,
you'll be there?
Not a secret.
Okay.
I'll be there
July
3rd.
Cool. Guns blaring. spoilers flaring?
No, I'm not allowed to have any of that.
You're not allowed.
That's right.
Just you.
Just keep that boy speedway
handle. It was a wing.
Okay,
I'm
sorry. All right.
You're allowed to have a spoiler now.
Hold on, let me check the rules and see if there's anything about a wing.
it says
if it's not in the rules, you can just do it.
That's what I thought.
I think you just do it, and then if they say you can't do it at that time, I don't know. I'm not sure how that works.
Or you just do what everybody else does and close their eyes and point.
Hey, what else do they have of July 3rd? Is that like, do they have a trailer?
Well, I believe they're having another waterless boat race, and then I do know they have fireworks.
Of course. So. Man, let me tell you, the fireworks they do at that track, you know, aside from Irwindale, are some of the best, fireworks. Irwindale,
wow.
Of course, man. They,
you see that? You saw it score?
Wow.
6-1 now.
Wow. Is this the... They just want to seal the deal. Like,
yeah, they just want to get it done.
And if they're in the second period, they're in trouble in the third.
Yeah, for sure.
Talk about the Vegas Golden Knights score,
yeah.
I guess. They...
And Jesse just said boat races.
Okay.
Boat races, I'm assuming we were talking about July 3rd.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. That's always the race to be at, man. The stands are full. Car counts are great. You know, every division has... a lot of racers in it, so a lot of fun. You going to race? You going to be there?
No, I'll be spotting.
Oh,
I'll be there.
Okay.
You going to spot for factory stock, Trevor? Or outlaw factory stock?
Do you need one?
No, but if you're not spotting for one, you could be racing.
That's
if I'm bringing my car, you can bring yours.
That's right. You're going to get the pressure.
That's right.
No matter how you look at it.
Wow. And we're being told the stockyard is sold out.
Wow. The pre-sold. Okay.
Uh-huh. I wonder if I know anybody that can squeeze me in there somewhere.
What's about like 20?
We'll just drive on a golf cart.
27.
Act like we belong there.
You belong there and get
food. There you go.
We'll just get food. That's
right.
What we're there for. Food.
That's food. If you're barbecuing, I'm in your pit.
We'll be there.
I'm hoping you're barbecuing.
It is maybe the second.
Wow.
That July 3rd race, you come out there with your barbecue. I think you were doing that last year.
Now, if we were racing,
if the trucks were racing.
If we were racing, yes, there would be. That would be our racers, official racers barbecue.
Yes.
Because we didn't have to pull back from that.
We are not racing on July 3rd at the Bullring. So.
In the late model truck
series. In the late model truck series. So... why am I going to go?
So
in
I
got
to eat. I got
to
eat a
ham
and cheese sandwich instead of.
That's right.
We're going to go find
dog.
Somebody else's barbecue.
That's
their
right.
Barbecue.
That's right.
We'll have them
raid someone else's cooler.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just go around.
Yeah.
Give us so we can come here and have some of this.
Terrible you say that, too.
Right.
I can't wait to see Aaron McMoran climbing poles. Did you see that whole post?
No.
Yeah.
Aaron McMoran said, "If the Knights win tonight, don't rat him out if he's out there lighting stuff on fire and climbing the traffic lights."
He said, "Flipping cars, lighting stuff on fire, and climbing lights."
Don't be a snitch.
I didn't know he was Antifa.
All right, we won't get into politics. All right,
we'll get away from that.
This is a family show.
He's gonna be in the free zone.
I just hope Vegas is a little more responsible than other towns.
Probably not.
I doubt it, but.
This is a party town. Come on. This is Sin City. You want them to not to sin?
This place is about 20 minutes of hockey before they goes absolutely crazy.
Oh, man.
Jessie has a good idea. She said you could have a barbecue spot with a Blythe Speedway banner. That's a great idea.
I like that. Thank you, Jessica, for that suggestion.
I would like to know how long she thinks that Blythe Speedway banner will stay up.
Yeah.
Somebody got yelled at for wearing a Blythe Speedway hat.
Uh-oh.
I don't think that was the only reason.
Put your shirt on next time.
My Blythe Speedway polo didn't help either.
We are out of time. Thank you, Dylan, for coming in. We appreciate you coming in. You're welcome anytime. Thank you, Justin. Thank you for being here. We'll see you live next week at PM at onwheelsnow.com. Go to the race next weekend. LVMS has a race. Tucson has a race this weekend. So support the local track. And that's about it. Thanks for joining us. We'll be live next week.
onwheelsnow.com.
And real quick, we're going to have the long show, live speedway, USF the track next week after the broadcast. So, hang in there with us next week, guys. Get it, guys. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Thanks for listening.